Ye Mishnayis Mesechta Yodayim. Perikalef Mishnalef. May Revius. If you have the water that comes from a Revius of Lug, that's the measurement, that's like the size of an egg and a half of water. That's the Shaila, whether it's 4 ounces or 3.5 ounces. So May Revius Noistim Yodayim. You're allowed to use this much amount of water to wash your hands. Now, Le'echod and Aflishnayim. Either one person can use this amount of water to wash his hands, like we wash hands before we eat bread, or else even two people could use it. Even though when the second person uses it, there's not a revius left over, but since this water came and started out from a revius, as Hanakam holds, it's good to wash even two hands, two different people. What about Machtzis lug? Not a revius, a quarter, but you have half of a lug of water? Then you could even use it, L'shloishar li'abo, for 3 or 4 people could wash from this amount of water. What about milug? If you have a lug of water, then lechamisha v'lasara lemeya, you could have 5, 10, or even 100 people. As long as there's water enough to wash the two hands, you could use it. Again, even though at the end there's not a revius left, but since we started out with the revius, whoever washes his hands from this water is yotza. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Ubalvad, but providing, shela yivchois la'achroin shebhem revius. Like the last person that uses it has to make sure there's at least a revius of water left over. In other words, he argues on the Tanakhama and says that whenever the water is less than a revius, the next person cannot use it. It's not enough that the water started out with a revius, shiur revius, but you always have to have a revius in the cup when you go to wash your hands. Now, moisifan al hashniim, you could wash more the second time you wash your hands, but v'yei moisifan al rishonim. Usually the minig is you wash your hands once and then you wash them a second time. Now, if you only washed a certain amount the first time, you didn't wash the whole hand, you should not add more to wash the whole thing the first time, because you only be moisif tuma. So the eitzer is just to wash the second time, wash as much as you want the second time, that you can add on, but not on to the first time you wash your hands, because then you're only being moisif a tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. B'chol ha'kelim noistim liyodayim. Any type of a kli utensil you could use to wash your hands for netilas yodayim. Afilu b'chlei galolim, even though it's a kli made from kli galolim, that's manure of an animal. Or else b'chlei avonim, made out of stone. B'chlei adoma, made out of clay, ground. Now, a noistim liyodayim loy b'dof nois ha'kelim, you cannot use the sides of a kli for netilas yodayim. That's not called a kli, it's called like a broken kli. You can't just use the size itself, it's not called like a base kibble. For loy bishulei hamachatz, and not on the bottom part of the machatz, that's like a big barrel, that you fetch the water out from the gas. So just the bottom part of it, it's not made for a base kibble, you cannot use this to wash your hands with. For loy b'megufas achov, is not with the cover of a barrel, also the same reason, it's not made for a base kibble, it's not called a kli. You should not wash your friend's hands with water in your chotav, in your palm, in your hands. That your hand is not called a kli to wash somebody else's hands with. Because halacha is you can't fill up the water, you can't catch the mayim chayim in order to make the eifah for the paraduma. V'yein mekachim, you can't put the eifah, the paraduma, into water. V'yein mazna, you can't spritz the mechatis. V'yein neistim liyodayim, the same halachas, all these three are the same halachas, and you can't wash your hands. Ela b'keli, in all these things you have to use a kli. A kli means something that has a base kibble that could accept the water. So whether you're fetching the water for the mechatis, the mayim chayim, whether after you fetch the water now you want to put the ashes in there, or after you put the ashes in there now you want to spritz the water on the tamei, or else when you're taking regular water for netilas shadoyim, in all these cases it has to be from a good kli. Now, v'yein matzilin b'tzomit posil elekelim. There's aloha, anything in the oil where a mace is becomes tamei, unless it's inside a kli cheris, which is sealed tight. Then aloha is, since the tum only comes from the inside, not from the outside, so the tumah cannot get in, whatever is inside a tzomit posel means it's sealed tight. Kli cheres does not become tummy. Now what does it matzah, what does it save? Only kalim. Only if you have other kli cheres inside this kli cheres, that stops the inner ones from becoming tummy. Shei matzilim miyad kli cheres ele kalim. Because the only thing that's saved is only if you have kelim inside there. But let's say you have something else inside the kli cheres, even though it's sealed tight, then the tumas meis would come inside the kli to be metama whatever else is inside the kli. Now Mishnah Gimel, hamayim shenifslu mishtias abhema, water that became ruined or spoiled, that it came so bad that even an animal would not drink the water. So bikelim sulum, you're not allowed to use this water to wash your hands if you're using the kli to wash your hands with. But if a kakois, if the water is in the ground, meaning like in the mikvah form, then ksherim, then even though the water is not drinkable, even for an animal, it became so bad or it smells so bad, still it's kosher to be used as a mikvah to dip your hands inside there. Nofol etoichen dioy, let's say some dye or some ink fell into water, ros kumis, that's the sap that comes out of a tree, for kankantum, this type of a dye. Now, v'nishtanu mareim, and the color of the water changes, subsulun, this water also becomes possible, you cannot use it for natilas yadoyim. Another psul is also the hemaloch, let's say do some work with this water, meaning you clean dishes with them, or else oisasharon ben pitoy, or else you soak your bread in this water. So the locker is psulun. The water also becomes possible. You cannot use this water for natilas yadoyim. Shimon hatimoni yomer afilu niskaven lishreis bozeh. Even if you only had intention to soak your bread in this water, v'nofal lasheni, by mistake the bread fell into a second water, ksherim, the water is kosher. And some say the word afilu doesn't make sense here. So some take out the word afilu, just means in niskaven lishreis bozeh. If you had kavana to do it in this one, and it fell into another kli, another water, since you didn't have intentions to soak it in that water, and that water is still kosher for Natilas Yadoyim. That's what Reb Shimon holds, whoever the loch is like the Tanakama. Mishnah Dalet, Hediach b'mesakelim, let's say you used water to wash your dishes with, or Shemicha b'mesamidos, because you have the weights that you measured off liquid, and now you go to wash them off, subsulum, the water you use to wash off these weights with, you use the water, you nasa by malach, it's possible now to use that water for Natilas Yadoyim. Hadiach bem kelim udochim, let's say you washed off kelim that were already cleaned, oi chadosh merels new kelim, so loch is ksherim, that's not cool, you did a malach with the water, since you did not have to wash off this kelim anyway, so then the water is still kosher for Natilas Yadoyim. Rabbi Yossi, paisa b'chadosh, Rabbi Yossi says no, even a new kli, still it's a derech to wash it off. If you wash it off first, it's called you did a melacha with the water, and this water cannot be used for natilas yadoyim. Mishnah Hey, hamayim shehanachtoi matvul b'mes agluskin, the water that a baker uses to like put his cake that he's making into it, his little pancakes, he wants to first like matvul, dip it into water. So melacha is psulim, the water now becomes possible for natilas yadoyim. It's called was nasa by melacha. Let's say the baker just wants to dip his hands into the water while he's kneading the dough, sherim, then the water is still kosher. That's not called nasa by malacha. Now, hakil sherim litin liyadayim. Anybody is kosher to pour the water for natilas yadoyim. Could be your friend pouring for you, somebody else could pour for you. Afilu cheresh shreit tevakot, and even though the person is not a bardas, he's a cheresh, he's deaf and dumb, or he's a shreit, he's a fool, or he's a kotin, a minor. Still, as long as there's a kayach gavra that's coming from a person, it's kosher l'tilas yadoyim. Now, meniach chovis ben birka, you're allowed to put a barrel between your knees like v'leitel, and with your knees, you tilt the barrel, you make the water come out, it's also called coming mikoychoi, that's also called a good l'tilas yadoyim. Now, adigachirish is mate chovis atzidoi, if you at the beginning tilt over this barrel to the side, and you cause the water to come out, v'leitel, you're allowed to put your hands there and wash your hands from this water flowing out, even though b'shas it's flowing out, it's not coming from your koyach, but since you were the one that tilted it, you're the one that's making it come out, that's also okay. Fi ha-koyf neitul yadayim, even if a monkey would wash your hands for you, that would also be kosher, the Tanakhama holds. However, Rabbi Yossi, poisa b'shnei elu, in the last two cases, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not considered bo mikoyach odom, a koyf, a monkey is no good. The same thing if you just tilt over the barrel and the water starts to come out and then you pour your hands, you put your hands there, that's not called bo mikoyach odom, that's not called a good natila. Perek Sheni, Mishnalof. Nota liyodoy achas, mishtifu achas. Let's say you washed your hands. Whereas you're only washing one hand, you do not want to wash both hands now. You only want to wash yodoy achas one hand. And mishtif achas, even though you throw the water one time only, not two times, only one time. So locher is yodoy tahor, like if you water your hand is tahor. And even though right now there was not a revius of water in the kli, as long as it started out with the revius of water there, so this one hand also becomes tahor. Now what's going to be lishte yodov mishtif achas? With one washing you throw the water once on both of your hands, and then Rabbi Meir mitama yachitum revius. Rabbi Meir says it does not help unless you have a revius of water that you're throwing at one time on both your hands, then that's mitai the hands. In other words, since you're washing both hands at one time, you have to have a revius of water. Now what's going to be after you wash your hands with the revius of water? Now, nofal kiko shel truma, a loaf of bread of truma fell into this water. The loch is tor, the kikar is still tor. Since you use the revius of mayim, a revius of mayim, a revius a lug of water, does not become tummy. Rabbi Yossi mitam, Rabbi Yossi says no, the kikar, the bread becomes tummy. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, even though this revius of water is metaya your hands, but the mice of the water itself does become tummy. And therefore, this water is metama, the kika that falls into it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Nota les harishonim lemokam echad. Let's say you washed. When you washed your hands, so the first time you washed your hands, you spilled the water one place on the floor. V'yasashniyim, the second time you washed your hands, lemokam achar. The water there was spilled to a different place. So there are two different puddles like of water. One came out from the first time you washed your hands, and one from the second time. Now, v'nofal kikar shel truma l'rishonim, a kikar, loaf of bread of truma, fell onto one of these two, onto the first puddle of water, tameh. There's the mayim rishonim, that's tameh, and therefore it's matama, the piece of bread. V'yas hashniyim tor, but the second time you washed your hands, that's only mitayer, and therefore the water is still tor, and therefore the kikar that falls into this water also is tor. What's going to be not the lesser rishonim v'yas hashniyim l'mokam echad? You washed in the same place, the same basin that you washed the first time your hands. You washed it a second time also. So you have water both from the first and second time. And now the nof a kikar shel truma falls into the water. So tamei, we say the water is tamei, and therefore it's metama the kikar. Because that is the locha, the second time you wash your hands, it's metayer, it's only metayer the water that's on your hands. But not the water that's on the ground. The water that reached the ground already, that water remains tummy. So therefore, it's metama the kikar when it falls in there. Now, what's going to be not the lesser rishonim? You washed your hands the first time, and v'nimtzo ayodav kisa maitzro, you found now on top, on your hand, is a piece of wood, a piece of stone there. So locher is yodav tummy, is your hands still remain tummy, even though you washed it a second time. That is the halacha, the second time you wash your hands. It's mitaya, the first water. It's only mitaya, that water that's on the hands, but not the water that's on top of this piece of wood or piece of pebble. Therefore, that water remains tamei, and now it's mitama your hands again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kol shu mibriyas hamayim tor. If what you found on your hand comes from the water, comes from the ocean, it's nivra, it's created in the water, that's like a small worm that's created in the water, so that's called part of water, and therefore that remains tor. So the second water is metai the first water, therefore the hands remain tor. Mishnah Gimel. Hayodayim metamois umetarois ad haperek. Halacha is supposed to wash your hands up until the perek. The perek pasha means until where the palm comes together, like by your wrist, where your palm and your arm come together. Ad haperek. Now that's where you have to wash your hands until there, and that's where the water is tamei up until there. And really there are three shittas exactly what does al haperek mean. One is like we just said, the other one is where the fingers are attached to the palm, and the other one means even the middle of your fingers where they bend over. So now Kate said, what's the halacha? Not the lesser rishonim ad haperek. The first time you washed your hands, you washed until the perek, until the palm. The second time you washed your hands, the water went even further outside the perek, even further up than the palm. Now, v'chozru liyad, and a return went down to the palm, Torah, it's Torah. Second water is Torah, therefore is no problem. What's going to be not the less harishonim, v'yes hashniyim chutz laperek? Let's say both the mayim rishonim also went further up than the palm. And now v'chozru liyad, it returns back to the yad, so tmeya, if no, that water that went further than the palm is still tamei. The mayim shniyim is not mitar that water, and when that water falls down back into the palm, it's metama the hands. And like we said before, because when you wash your hands first, the water becomes tummy, and it went up further up than your palm. And even though you washed it a second time, the second mayim is only metaya the water that's up until the perek that's on your hand on the palm. But the water that's further up than your palm, that does not become tor from the second mayim. So therefore, it remains tummy, and now when it comes down into the palm, it's metama your palm again. Now, what's going to be not the less rishonim liyod yachas? The first time you washed, you only washed one hand. V'nimlach, then the second time, v'not the less hashnim, you washed both hands. L'shtei yodov, the second time you washed your hands, you washed both hands together, and you rubbed them together to them tumeis. Because the mice, when you wash your second hand, that's only the first time you're washing it, so that water is tummy. Now, when the two hands touch one another, that water is metama the first hands, therefore they become tummy. What's going to be not the less rishonim l'shtei yodov? The first time you washed both hands. And then v'nimlach, v'not less hashnim l'yodi achas, you washed either one hand a second time or both hands separately a second time. Yodo teira, it's a yodois, the hand is tor, it had a mayim rishonim, now you have a mayim shniim, the hands are tor. What's going to be not al l'yodi achas? Let's say you only washed one hand. And then v'shif shecho b'chaverto, you rubbed it together with the other hand that you did not wash yet. So tameya, the water now becomes tummy because of the second hand that you did not wash yet. And therefore that the water is tummy, it's metame your hands. What's going to be after you washed one hand, now you want to rub it, b'rosha on your head, the kosel on the wall, toira, the hand still remains tor, the kosel on the head is not metamerit, therefore your hand remains tor. Now, noitlin abo v'chamisho zed b'tzadzeh. You could have four or five people putting their hands one next to another and wash them all at one time. Or yizeh agav zeh was one on top of the other. Or v'vad but providing shirafu. It has to be the hands are soft, are loose, not tight. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. Shirvoyu b'emama hamoyim. As long as the water comes upon them, they'll be mitire them. Mistama comes from revius of water. Therefore, the water is not makabel tumah. Therefore, all the hands become tor together. Mishneh Dalet. Sofek naso behem malocho. Let's say you have a doubt whether this water you're going to use now to wash your hands, you did work with it, you washed dishes with them or not. Sofek lo naso behem malocho. You have a doubt, maybe no work was done with the water, and the water is kosher. Well, sofek yesh behem kashir, sofek shein behem kashir. You have a doubt whether you have revius of water here enough to make an til shadayim, or you don't have that much water. Sofik tumeyim, sofik tohirim. You have a doubt whether this water is tumey, or whether the water is tor. So in all these cases, the lochra are sveik and tor. Even though you have all these sveikas together, still the lochra is for the til shadayim, it's only midrabon, and you have right to go to kulo to say it's kosher for the til shadayim. If you wash your hands with such water, your hands are tor. Bivnei Shomer, because it was said like this, the Chum said that Sofek hayodayim litomei vila tomei vila tor tor. Anytime you have a doubt about Natila Shadoyim, whether it's tomei, whether it's metamer, or whether it's tor, in all these cases you have a right to go to kula. Since it's only midrabbanan, you could be mekel. However, Rabbi Yasi says, litaya tomei. If you have a suffix, whether you be mitari your hands or not, in other words, you know your hands were tummy until now, and you have to do a maisa to be mitari them, so if you have a doubt whether you made the tire or not, then it remains tummy. Min ha-suffix, you leave it the cheskas tumma the way it was before. That's the klal of ein suffix moitzi midevadai. Kate said, how is this the case? Where's the case of a suffix you're dying letamei vile tummy? Where are the cases? For your yod of tyrus, let's say your hands were tahor. In front of you, shnei kikorim tameim. There were two loaves of bread that were tamei. Now, Sofik Noga, have a doubt whether your hands touched them or not. Sofik Le Noga, in this case, your hands remain Tor. You have a Sofik, a doubt whether it became Tommy or not your hands. Therefore, it remains Tor. What's going to be Hoyu Yodov Timaeus? Let's say your hands were Tommy. Olufonov Shneki Korum Term, and in front of it were two loaves of bread that were Tor. So, Sofik Noga, Sofik Le Noga, we have a doubt whether your hands touched the loaf of bread or not. Or else, ho ye yode achas tamei, one of your hands were only tamei, the achas tor, and the other hand was tor, or the fono of shneki korum tor, in front of you were two loaves of bread that were tor, now noga b'yechad mem, you touched one of them, sofik b'tamei noga, sofik b'tor noga, you're not sure which hand you used to touch it, did you touch your hands that's tamei, or your hands that's tor, so these are the cases you have a sofik, whether that loaf of bread becomes tamei or not, that's the case, it remains tor, or else, ho ye yode of toris, your hands were tor, Olafon of Shnei Kikorim, in front of your two hands were two loaves of bread. Echot Tomei v'Echot Tor, one loaf was Tomei, one loaf was Tor. Noga v'Echot Mem, now with one hand you touch one of the two loaves. Sofik you have a doubt, but Tomei Noga, Sofik v'Tor Noga. You have a doubt whether your hand touched a Tomei bread or not. So that's a Sofik, whether your hand should become Tomei or not, that's the cloth that we say it's Tor. Or your Yodov, let's say your two hands. Achas Tomei, one of them was Tomei. The Yachas Torah, one of them was Torah. Olafonav, in front of you, Shnei Kikorim, two loaves of bread. Echot Tomei v'Echot Torah, one loaf is Tomei, one loaf is Torah. Now, Noga b'Shteim, you touched both loaves of bread. So what's your Sofik? Sofik, Tomei b'Tomei, Torah b'Torah. Maybe your hand is Tomei, touched the Tomadik of bread, so that one remains Tomei. But the Tordik of bread was only touched with your Tordik of hands, so that loaf still remains Torah. Oi Torah b'tomei t'mei b'tori, you have a suffix maybe the opposite way around, that your Torah hands touch the Tomadik of bread, and your Tomadik of hands touch the Torah of bread, then both loaves will become Tomei. So in all these cases, Hayadayim k'may shoyu, v'yakikorim k'may shoyu, leave v'cheskas the way it was before. Since before the suffix it was Tor, it remains Tor. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishan Aleph, Hamachnis Yodov Lebeis Hamanuga. If somebody puts his hands, only his hand, into a house that has a nega teras in the house. So locher is yodov tchilos divrei Rebbe Akiva. If Akiva holds your hands, becomes like a rishon l'tuma. Even though that your body does not become tamei until roish of ruba goes into the room, your head and most of your body, but I call upon him, if your hands went in, your hands become tamei, and midrabon has a locher like a rishon l'tuma. The chomer, say, yodav shnius. No, your hands only have a din of a sheni l'tuma. And the Gemara in Chulin is mazmach. Like it says, the chom make zero tumas al yodaim shukmus ve'esanuga mishum bias kol gufay. That the chom made zero, and the shallow is how far did the zero go? Did the hands become mamish like the body? That's a rishon l'tuma, or maybe no, it only made it like stam yodaim, what's her only shniim l'tuma. Now. Kol hametame begodim b'shas mago. Any times when you touch, if you touch a zav, let's say, or the mishkova, or a zroik, that when you touch it, your clothing becomes tummy also. That's called kol hametame begodim b'shas mago. Certain things, if you touch them, not only do you become tummy, but even the begodim you're wearing. Ten alochriz metames yadayim lias tchilos. That if your hands touch that, so your hands become a rishon l'tuma. It means if while Reuven, let's say, is touching the Zav, so Reuven becomes Tomei him and his begodim. Now while he's touching the Zav, let's say a second person comes and touches Reuven. So Reuven touches his hand, that person's hand becomes a Rishon L'tuma. That's called Lios Tchilas, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachom Ram Nechom say no, Lios Shnias. No, the hands only become a Sheni L'tuma. Now Amru L'Ad Rabbi Akiva, they said Chachom Satch Rabbi Akiva, Heichen Matzina, where do we find such a case? Sheha Yadayim Tchila B'chol Mokom, that the hands become a Rishon L'tuma. Like in these cases, his body does not become Tomei, only his hands. So usually the Rabban only made a gzera to make the hands like a Sheni L'tuma. Where do we find in these cases, like you're saying, Rabbi Akiva, that the hands become a Rishon L'tuma? Om Olehem. So Rabbi Akiva says, Bat Rechomim. Tichi Heich Evsha Lehen Liyas Tchila Elim Keim Nitma Gufay. That usually Rabbi Akiva admits that the only time the hands can become a Rishon L'tuma if the whole body becomes Tomei. But when the whole body does not become Tomei, then the hand is only a Sheni L'tuma. Bachutz mize, excluding these two cases, in the case where you put your hands into the base of menuga, or else where your hands touch somebody else's hands that's touching the zav, in these two cases, Rabbi Akiva says that the hands itself has loch like the body becomes a richen lituma. Now, ha'oichlin food v'yakelim shenitmo b'mashkin that became tomei through mashkin. In other words, they become only a sheni lituma. So, in such a case, mitamam es yadayim liyashnias, the person's hand touches this food or this keli, his hands also becomes a sheni lituma. Divi Rabbi Yeshua. These are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachomer nechom say eshenitma b'yav atuma mitamam es yadayim. If you touch an avatumah, then your hands become tummy. But if latatumah, if you only touch something that's a rishon latumah, ain't a matamas yadayim, then your hands do not become tummy. Like here, this oichel and this kelim that became a sheni latumah, they are not matamas yadayim according to Chachamim. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said like this: Mice had once happened. Vi shachas was one lady. She bought lefnei Abba. She came in front of Abba. Omruloi, she said to him, Nichnesu yodai li avra klicheres. My hands went into the avra, to the air of a klicheres. And the klicheres, this earthly kli, was tamei. Is omalos, he said back to her, Biti, uvama hoise tumosoi. What type of a tumor was there on this klicheres? How did the klicheres become tamei? Veloi shamati ma omruloi. And he says he did not hear exactly what she answered and what the father answered her back. But Omre Chucham Nechom said, Mevoyer HaDover, the thing is clear, as Shenitma B'Yav HaTumah Metamas Yadayim. If it became Tummy, if the Klicheres became Tummy through an Av HaTumah, then your hands become Tummy. But if Lara HaTumah V'Ron became Tummy through a Rishon, that it right now is a Sheni, that's the Klal, Einu Metamas Yadayim. A Sheni L'Tumah cannot be Metama the Yadayim, your hands. Your Mishnah Beis. Kol ha'poisel es ha'truma, anything that's tummy, that's even a sheni l'tuma, that if it touches truma, it's metama, the truma, it passes the truma, that's called poisel, that a sheni makes a shlishi by truma. So such a tuma, sheni l'tuma, is metama es yadayim liyashnias, that if it touches your hands become tummy, also has a tuma sheni on it. Now ha'yod metama es chaverta, let's say one hand you washed its store, and the other hand is still tummy, and now that hand touches the first hand, it's metama your hand. Dibur Rabbi Yeshua, for Chomer Mdechom say no, ain't sheni or is a sheni, that since the hand that's tummy is only a sheni l'tumah, that cannot make the second hand also a sheni, can only make it like a shlishi, and there's no din shlishi liyadayim, therefore your hand remains tor. On this, Omer Lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to Chomim, V'aloi kisvi ha'kodesh nihim, mitam es yadayim, kisvi ha'kodesh has a tumah sheni on it, and still if it touches your hand, your hands becomes tummy. Or Molo, they said back, Ein donen divrei Torah medivrei Seifrim. Can't bring me a proof. Divrei Torah medivrei Seifrim. Voloi divrei Seifrim medivrei Torah. Voloi divrei Seifrim medivrei Seifrim. Kitiv Yisrael gzeres rabbonin. That the tumas yodayim is metame, that's medivrei Seifrim. That the kisvi hakodesh is metamas yodayim is also medivrei Seifrim. So you can't learn out one from the other. Certain times rabbonin will machmir, certain times rabbonin will mekel. So they only said it by kisvi hakodesh. But by your hands, if one hand is tameh, only l'shein l'tumah, it cannot be metame the other hand. Mishnah Gimel. Ritzuas tefillin im ha'tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, with just like the tefillin itself, metame says yudayim, is metame your hands to make it l'shein l'tumah. Just like if you touch the tefillin, like the pasha is there, the kisvi ha'kodesh like, it's metame your hands, the same way the straps also. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, Rabbi Shimon says, Ritzuas tefillin ain't no metamas as yadayim. It's not metam the hands, it's not considered like the tefillin itself. Mishnah Dalad, Gilyon Sheba Sefer. It's on the Sefer Torah, the piece of the parchment that's blank, that you do not write in. That's called Gilyon, the extra part like of the parchment. So, Shem Malamalam, what's on top of the Ksav, Mishem Malamatam, what's on bottom of the Ksav, Sheba Tchil, the beginning of the Sefer, Sheba Sefer, the end of the Sefer. Lochr is metam mesyadayim, all these gulyanis is metam of the hands. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shebasoif ainu metama. By the end of the Sefer Torah, that parchment left over is not metam of your hands. Achiyasle amud, until you make like a gulyan there, until on that amud, you make like a shalates. that you attach like the attachment of the straw, the wood that you roll it on, that makes it part of the sefer. Then it's metama. But before you put on the piece of wood at the end piece of the parchment, since you just cut it off, it's not considered part of the sefer. It does not have tumah to metama your yodayim. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Hey. Sefer shenimchak, if you have a sefer Torah, that part of it was erased, but the nishtayim boi shmoinim v'chomish oisyos, 85 oisyos are still left over in the sefer, ke parashas, like the parasha of Ahib and Soyaron, so lochron then is metamas yadayim, it still has loch of kisvei kodesh, that if your hands touch it, it's metama your hands, it becomes a sheni l'tumah, you have to wash your hands for truma. Now Megillah here means urea, like one part, one piece of parchment from the Sefer Torah. Shekosa boy Shmoyne v'Chomish Oisyos. Again, there are at least 85 Oisyos written on this piece of parchment. Kiparasha like the parasha of Ibn Sayharon is still Metamas Yadayim. This one piece of parchment has a tumah, has a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh that's Metamas Yadayim. Now Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all the Kisvei HaKodesh, that's a loch of Metamas Yadayim. If it touches your hands, your hands become tamei. Whether it's neviyim or ksuvim, as long as it's written b'lashon hakodesh, it's metame your hands. Shir hashirim. What about the megillah of shir hashirim v'keheles? Metame es yadayim. It's also considered part of kisvei hakodesh. It's metame your hands. We have Yehudu Raimer that shir hashirim metame es yadayim. True, shir hashirim, that is metame your hands. But v'keheles, it's a machlokes. Keheles, that's a machlokes if it's metame yadayim or not. Rabbi Yossi says, Keheles ain't a metama es yadayim. No, he holds Keheles for sure is not metama es yadayim, because it's only written down the Chochma Shloimai, and it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh, so therefore does not have a loch of Kisvei HaKadosh. But Vishir HaShir HaMachloikis, he holds Shir HaShir HaMachloikis, if it's metama your hands or not. Now, Beisilol, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that Keheles is Mikulei Beshamai. The Megillah of Keheles is from Beishamai's Kulis, that's not Matam Yadayim. Or Mechumer Beisilah is the one that says, yes, it is Matam Es Yadayim. Or Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, Mekul Balani, Mipi Shiva Mushnaim Zokain, that I accepted from 72 Zakainim, Biyoim Sheshi, where's Rabbi Lozab ben Azai, Bishiva, the day they appointed Rabbi Lozab ben Azai to be like the Rosh Yeshiva. That was the Maisa, after they took Rabbi Gamliel off. Then they appointed Rabbi Yeshua. The Moran Bracha says that he should become the Rosh Hashiva. So that day he heard over, he had the Kabbalah that Sheshir Hashirim v'Keheles Metamim Es Yadayim. Yes, these two Megillahs have a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh. If it touches your hands becomes Tamei. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Chas v'Sholem, L'nechlak Odom Yisrael Ashir Hashirim. Nobody argues that everybody holds that Shir HaShirim is Metamas Yadayim. Of course it has a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh. Shein kol olam kula kedai, the whole world was not worth it. Ki yoyim shenitim by Shir HaShirim Yisrael, as if the day that Shir HaShirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Because Shir HaShirim, Rashi says at the beginning, means that Shakula Yerushimayim v'kibul ol machusay. Talks about the Yerushimayim and Kabbalah sol machashimayim. That's the whole world what it's about. So for sure it has a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh. Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh. All the other Ksuvim have a loch of Kodesh. But for Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Shir HaShirim is considered like Kodesh Kodoshim. And therefore, v'yim nechloku, if there is a machlokes, lo nechloku ela al Keheles. It's only machlokes about the Megillah of Keheles. If that is Metamas Yadayim or not. But on Shir HaShirim, everybody agrees it's Metama. On this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan ben Yeshua ben Chomiv, Shor Rabbi Akiva, he is the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, that Kedivre ben Azai, like the words of Rav Abba of Azai, Kach Nechluku V'chein Gomru. That there is a machlokes even on Shir HaShirim, and even on Keheles, if it's Metam Yadayim or not. And V'chein Gomru, that's the maskana, that Shtei HaMegillos is Metam Es Yadayim. Yes, even though it's a machlokes, but we hold Lamaisa, these two Megillos are also Metam Es HaYadayim. Perek Dalet, Mishnah. Boy Bayoim, on the same day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azai to be the Rosh Yeshiva, Gnimlu v'Garmu, they count and they came to Maskono, Al Areva Saraglayim. That's, let's say, like a bath for the foot, a foot bath.
Shehi Mishne Lugim, that holds at least two lugim of water, the Yati Shekabin, up until 9 kabs of water, Shenistiko, that there was a crack in this Areva, Shitameyat Medras, the Locher is, it's Matama Medras, because it's fit to sit on. Shrebi Kiva, because really Rebbe Kiva says that Areva Saraglayim Kishmo, it's like its name, it's called the footbath. Because it's Michud, it's Miyuchud, it's set aside to wash, to bathe your feet in, and not to sit on. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not metama medrash, because it's not omit to sit on. But Nimnu v'garma, not like him, that is metama, that it is metama tumas medrash. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Boy bayoyim, that day they pointed the blood of an Azariah to leave the Rosh Hashiva. Omru is set over in the base of medrash like this. That kol hazvochim sheniz b'chushka lishmon, all the kodeshim, korbonos, that the Kohen or whoever made the Shechita had Shle Lishmon, the wrong Kavona, Yad Kavona to do it for different Korban, Ksherim, Lamaisa, the Zevach itself is still kosher, you have right to make the Zrika, the Aktorom, Elish, Le Olu Lubayim, Lashum Chayva. Only the owner does not have a Chayva, is not Mekayim, is Chayva, he has to bring another one. Chutz excluding Mina Pesach and Mina Chatzas, a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatzis, that Locher is here, Shle Bizman, and passes the Korban, you cannot bring it. And the Klal is, Ha Pesach Bizmanai. A Korban Pesach is only possible. You bring it on Arbosa, on Erev Pesach, you bring it, Bizmana, Shle Lishmo, then the Korban is possible. Because after Zmana it turns into a Korban Shlomim, that Shle Bizmana is kosher. What about the Achatis? The Kol Zman, anytime you shech the Korban Chatis, Shle Lishmon, Shle Bizmanon, the Korban is possible. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer adds and says, Af Oshim, even a Korban Oshim has the same Chumrah, that Shle Lishmon is possible. But he also agrees that HaPesach Bizmano, the Korban Pesach is only possible Bizmano at the time of the Korban Pesach. Then if you do a Shlo Lishmo, it's possible. V'yachat is V'yoshim B'chol Zman. But a Korban Chatas, a Korban Oshin, any time you bring it Shlo Lishmo, the Korban is possible. Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Azar. Shimon ben Azar adds and says like this, that Mikobolni Mipi Shivim Ushnaim Zezokin, I accepted this halacha from 72 Zekenim, that the Yom Sheshiva Shavlozah ben Azariah b'Yeshiva, that the day that the appointed Shavlozah ben Azariah to be the Rosh Yeshiva, the halacha is like this, that Shekol Hazvochim HaNecholim Shenizbechu Shle Lishmon, all the Kabonis that you could eat, means Lafuki Korbanoila, Korbanoila has no Achila, so he means to exclude a Korbanoila if you shech the Shle Lishmon, the Korban is kosher. Elo bot, like we had before, Shle Olu Lubayl Mashem Chayva, the owner is not Mekayim Mitzchayv. If he made a neder, he has to bring another one yet. Chutz only excluding Min HaPesach and Min HaChatas. A Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatas, here Shlo Lishmo, the Korban is possible. Now what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah add? What did Ben Azariah add? Lehoysa Ben Azariah Elo Oilo. He only meant here the Korban Oilo. That a Korban Oilo is something that's not Nechal. There's no part of the meat that's eaten by the Kohanim. And therefore, it's possible. But Lehoysa Ben Azariah, the Chum did not agree to Ben Azai. The Chum do not agree, the Chum say that Oilo is kosher Shalai Lishmon, just Shalai Olu Lubayl Mashum Chayva. The Mishneh Gimel. Boi Ba Yoim Omro, again the same day that they appointed the Blas of Nazariah to be the Rosh Yeshiva, so they asked a question like this, Amunu Moyev Mahim Beshvias, what's the loch of the land of Amunu Moyev that Midrabonin it's Mechuyev in Truma Samaisris, and there's no din shmita noyig in Amun Amoyev, so what type of maestros do you have to give on Shvias on the 7th year? So it's a machloikis. Gozar Rabbi Tarfin Maeseroni. Rabbi Tarfin says you have to give Maeseroni on the 7th year, since Midrabonin you have to give off Trumas to Maestros and Noyev and Amun. So the 7th year you have to give Maeseroni. We'll soon see the reason why. Because the Rebbe Lozar Ben Azariah Maesesheni, he yields no, that the 7th year you have to give Maesesheni. We know usually the way it works like in Eretz Yisrael is the first and second year is Maaser Sheni, the third year is Maaser Oni, the fourth and fifth year again is Maaser Sheni, and then the sixth year is Maaser Oni, and the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael is Shemitah Wapata. Here the question is, Amun Amoyev and Chutz Loretz, what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. Now we'll explain. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel says that Olozo ben Azariah Yolech Haraya Lelamed, you have to bring a proof to what you're saying of Olozo ben Azariah. Shata Machmir, because you want to be Machmir to say you have to give Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has more Kedusha than Maaser Oni. You have to be Daf Yidin in Yerushalayim. So you'll be more Machmir, you have to bring the proof. because that's the klal shekola machmer all of rayat lalamid. Whoever is more strict, he has to bring a proof to say the chumrah. So Omalur Rav Lozav ben Azayah, Rav Lozav ben Azayah said back, no, Yishmol Ochi, Yishmol my brother like this. Ani loy shenistim miseder rishonim. I did not change from the regular seder of the years that I say you have to give Maiser Sheni. Because Maiser Sheni, because Maiser Roni is only the third and the sixth year. The rest of the years are all Maiser Sheni, so I'm right. But Tarfin Ochi Shina, but Tarfin that says to make it into Maiser Roni, he's being Mishana, he's making a Shina in the years. The Yol of Right Alam, and he has to bring a proof to what he's saying. Because we know usually it's always Maiser Sheni, only the third and the sixth year, but not the seventh year. So still we need a svar. What's the machlekes taliyin still? Must like this. Hey, Sir Rebbe Tafron, Tafron answer like this. It brings a proof to what he says that the seventh year Amun Amoyev has to give Maaser Roni, because Mitzrayim is also Chutz Loretz. Also has loch like Chutz Loretz that Midirabonin is mechuyim in Trumas and Maasers. Now Amun Amoyev Chutz Loretz. Amun Amoyev also Midirabonin has the chi of Trumas and Maasers. If so, let's learn out from Mitzrayim. Ma Mitzrayim, just like in Mitzrayim, Maaser Roni b'shviyis on the seventh year. You have to take off Maaser Roni. We'll soon see the reason why. By Mitzrayim, everybody agrees. If Sir Rav Tarfon says, Af Amun Amoyev Maaser Roni b'shviyis, the same thing, the lands of Amun Amoyev also, it's Maaser on the seventh year should be Maaser Roni. So this is Rav Tarfon's proof. And on this, Heisiv Reb Loza ben Azai, Reb Loza ben Azai answered back and said, no, listen, Bovel is Chutz Loretz. Bovel also has Lach like Chutz Loretz. It's Mechuyiv Maaser and Trumas b'drabonin. And Amun Amoyev is also Chutz Loretz. If so, Ma Bovel Maaser Sheni b'shviyis, just like Bovel. It's Maaser Sheni on the seventh year you bring Maaser Sheni. So Af Amun Amoyev Maaser Sheni b'shviyis. The same thing, Amun Amoyev also should have Maaser Sheni on the seventh year. So that's the machlokes, where do you learn out Amun Amoyev from? From Mitzrayim that has Maaser Roni, or from Bovel that has Maaser Sheni? Now, Omer of Tavron, Tavron says like this. Listen, Mitzrayim shikroivo, since Mitzrayim is near Eretz Yisrael, so therefore asu Maaser Roni. The Rabbanim made that the corner is on the seventh year, she give off Maaser Roni. She yuaniya Yisrael nismochim oleh b'shrius, that the anim of Eretz Yisrael, there's not going to be too much Paris in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah. They don't plow, they don't grow then. So therefore the anim won't have what to eat. So made a takana that the neighboring cities like Mitzrayim should give off Maaser Roni there. Therefore the anim of Yishlaim will have, of Eretz Yisrael have what to eat. So therefore af Amun Amoyev, the same thing, shen krovim nasim Maaser Roni. Amun Amoyev is also close to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore also it's a throne, the seventh year, the Rabbanim should make a takana to give off Maaser Roni in order that the poor people in Eretz Yisrael have what to eat. She yuani Yisrael nesmochem aleihem b'shvius, that the anim of Yisrael would have what to eat on Shvius. That's Rav Tarfon's svara. Now this Amar Rav Loza ben Azayah, Loza says back, no, Harayato kemahan non mamon. True, you want to give them enjoyment with money. Like you're saying, good svara to give the anim hano, give them enjoyment from our money. But v'yainato ela kemafsin nefoshes. By doing this, you're being mafsin nefoshes. People will lose out because of this. Why? Because kaveya ato es hashemayim aloherba talamoto. You're going to steal, you're going to stop the Shemayim Boretz from giving down rain. Kaveya means lashon of stealing, like you're going to steal from Shemayim, and therefore they're not going to send down the rain. Shenema, there's a posik in Malachi that says, Hayikba odom elohim, ki atem koivim oisi, v'yavyamartem b'ma kevanucho, ha'maisa v'yatruma. Like the question is, can a person steal from Hashem? So the answer is yes. The way you steal from Hashem is the person does not give off a Trumas and Maasers. That's called you stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if they do not give off the Trumas and Maasers, you're going to stop the rain? In other words, by giving Maaser Roni and not giving Maaser Sheni, that Maaser Sheni is like L'Gavoyah to Hashem, you're like stealing from Hashem. So if you do not give Maaser Sheni, it's considered like you're stealing from Hashem, so it's no good. That's a svar why you should give Maaser Sheni. Omer Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said, Hareini kimeisha v'tarfen ochi, let me answer back against Tarfen, my brother. In other words, I'll say the same type of halacha like Tarfen. As halacha it should be, like if Tarfen said it should be Maaser Roni, but v'loi, linyan dvar, not the same reasoning he says. But I'll say like this, Mitzrayim Maaser Chodesh, Ovovel Maaser Yoshan. that Mitzrayim was a new takona, that's by Ezra. He was mistaken to give Trumas Maisus from Mitzrayim. Bova was a takona before, from the Nevi'im even. That was a Maisa Yoshan. Vani din shalafaneinu Maisa Chodesh. Now we're learning about Moynat Nahamov is also a new thing. So therefore, Yido and Maisa Chodesh and Maisa Chodesh. We should learn out a new takona from a new takona like Mitzrayim, that's Maisa Sheini. V'yal Yid and Maisa Chodesh and Maisa Yoshan. They're not learning out a new Maisa, a new takona of Amon Amoyev. From the corner of Bobo, Bobo was no takona. Mitzrayim Maisa Zakenim. By Mitzrayim the Zakenim made the takona. O Bovel Maisa Nevi'im. And by Bobo was the Nevi'im that made the takona. And so when Yidnish Lefaneinu Maisa Zakenim, Yidun Maisa Zakenim, Maisa Zakenim. Let's learn out Amon Amoy was also the Zakenim that made the takona from another Maisa of Mitzrayim that the Zakenim made the takona. And we are Yidun Maisa Zakenim and Maisa Nevi'im. So not learn out Amon Amoy from a Bovel, which was the Nevi'im that made it the corner over there. That's the Machloikas, where did we learn out Amon Amoyev from? So Mishtanzo of Nimnu Vigorma, they made a count, and it came out Amon Amoyev, Maiser and Maiser Oni Bashrias. Yes, it is supposed to give Maiser Oni and Shrias. Like Rebbe Tarfon, the Tarfon says he give Maiser Oni, learned out from Mitzrayim, so he give Maiser Oni. Baruch Shabor Rebbe Yoisi, Ben Domaskis, Eitzer Rebbe Loz Zablud, again, Rebbe Loz Zablud. Omloi said to him, Ma chidish hoy lechem the Beis HaMedrash Hayim? What chidish, what something new you said over in the Beis HaMedrash today? Omloi, they said to him like this, Nimnu v'gomru, we came out to clear halacha, that Amon Amoyiv Maisri Maisroni b'shriyas. They're supposed to give Maisroni on Shemitah, on seventh year. Boch Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer at the Karav Yom, and he said, Soida Hashem li reya v'brisa li adiyam. In other words, sometimes Hashem gives soidas, Hashem reveals his soid to his Yireim, to the Yirei Hashem. Then if we told him, say them, let him go out and tell them, Al tachoy shulim in yanchem, don't more care about the account that you made, Yopsak, but rather, Mekublani, I've accepted, Mirab Yechnem ben Zakai, Shisham Mirab, he heard from his Rebbe, the Rabbi and his Rebbe Mirabboi, Ad aloch lemosh musinat, till I came back all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shama namoyiv maizchrin maizroni bashriyas, that yes, that's the loch, that Amon Amoyev have to give off Maiser Oni on Shemitah. So even though this is a Tekon of the Rabbon, it's not really from Moshe Sinai, but it means it's from Friedrich all the way back from before, the same sock that really you have to give Maiser Oni in Amon Amoyev. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Boy Bayoim, that same day, boy Yehuda Ger Amoni. Yehuda, he was a Ger from Amoni. And he came, v'yomad lefneim, he came to the base, lefneim beveis, medjvish and omlem, he said to them, mo ani love bekal, what's the loch, am I allowed to come into Kal Yisrael, can I marry a Jew or not? Omalor, they say, omalor of Yomlio, also ata, you're also, it was soon said, the apostle said, lo yovi amayni, you're also to get married to a Bas Yisrael. Omalor, Yabishur Beshua said back, no, muter ata, you're allowed to get married to a Bas Yisrael. So what's the machlekes? Omalor of Yomlio, of Yomlio said, hakos the way the apostle says, Lo yovu yamoyni yomoyav bekal Hashem. Gam dor asiri, even the 10th generation, an amoyni or moyav cannot come to marry into a Bas Yisrael. So how could you, Rabbi Yeshua, say it's muta? For them, the apostle goes on. Omolar Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back. Vichi amoyni yomoyavim b'mkaimim heim. Are they still in their own mokum? Are they still in their own place? Kvar olah san cheruv melech Asher. Listen, the melech Asher san cheruv came up. Uvil belas kol umas. He mixed up all the umas. He mixed them around. So the people that we find in Amon now is not really Amoni. So therefore, this person is not really called the Ger Amoni. That's why I say it's Muta. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Yeshayo that says, V'osir gevulos amim v'yasudoseyem shay seisi v'orid kabir yashrim. I'll destroy them, mix them all around. So Sancheriv mixed up all the nations. Therefore, the people living there, Mestam now they come from the Reiv of the Elam. And Reiv of the Elam is not Amonim. Therefore, Yeshua says that muta now. Oh, Malay Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says back now. Hakos the way when the pasuk in Yemiel says, "V'yachorchein after this, Osher v'Shuvus bnei Yamin." I'll return back to Shuvus bnei Yamin. Well, Kvachos when they returned already, so they came back to that place. If so, now the people there are still bnei Yamin. There should be also. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yeshua. No, it's not true. The pasuk was not makuyim yet. Hakos the way when the pasuk also says in Amos, "V'shavti Shuvus ami Yisrael." That I returned back, and we were not returned. We don't have the Mashiach here, but not back to the Oritz. So, we Tirul over the Kal. That was the Psak then. that this Samoini now, he's mutter to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael, because he does not come from Amon. Your Mishnah Hey, Targum Sheb Ezra, Sheb Daniel. The psukim that are written in Aramaic, in Targum, in Sefer Ezra, and in Sefer Daniel, is Matamas Yadayim, since that's the way the Novi wrote it. So it has a loch like Kisvei HaKodesh, that's also Matamas Yadayim. Targum Shekosu Ivris, let's say you changed it around. The Targum, the psukim that's supposed to be written in Aramaic, you wrote it over in Tivrit, or else for Ivris, what's supposed to be written in Ivris, Sheksovoi Targum, you wrote it over into the Targum, or else Sheksov Ivri Bechla, you did not write Ashuris, but you wrote the language of Ivri, that was the Ksav they used beforehand, is Eina Matamas Yadayim, that does not have a Kedusha, Kisvei HaKodesh, that's not Matami hands for Truma. And the klal is that Lo'olam Eino Metama, forever it's not Metama, Achi Yechtevenu Ashurus, unless it's written, the Ksav Ashurus, that's our Ksav now, the way we write a Sefer Torah, Al-Or, it has to be written on parchment, on skin, Uvajyoy, it has to be written with ink, then it has a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh. Mishnah Vov. Oimrim Tzedukim, the people that were not Makabo Teresh Shabapel and Teresh Shabiksav, they used to say like this, that Kovlem Ono Aleichem Prushim. We have tainas, we have complaints against you, the Chachmi Yisrael, that are called Prushim. In other words, that you separate yourself from Tumor, so you set yourself away from us, therefore we like Prushim are separated from you. So what was the complaint that Tzedukim had? Shatemarim, they said that you said, you, Prushim, the Chum said, that Kisvei HaKodesh Metamas Yadayim. If you have the regular Kisvei HaKodesh Dechof Dalad Nevi'im, that's Metamas Yadayim. But the Sifrei Homei Ros, Einam Metamas Yadayim. But Sifrei Homei Ros, Mustam is just Stam Sifrei Choyl, Stam Wa Choyl, Svarim, it doesn't have a lot of Kisvei HaKodesh, Stam Sifrei Chol, regular weekday books. Such things are not Matam Yadayim. That's what Tzedukim had complaints. Like, why? You say this not Matam Yadayim. Some of Yechim is in Zaka. Yechim and Zaka said to them, is that the only complaint you have against us? Listen, Erehem Oimrim, you should complain like this. That the Chachom say, Atzma is Chamor Tohirim. The bones of a dead donkey is Tor. It's only the Bosser of an Avelu that's Matama, not the bones. But still we hold the locker is V'yatzmois Yoichin and Kohen Godel Temeim. The bones of the Kohen Godel of any person when he dies, his atzomus is also metama, stumas meis on it. Like V'yatzmodim, the Pasuk says. So once you have a kasha, why? Ormulah, they said back, we understand this. That V'chibos and itumos, and since an odim is so choshev, is so chav, is so dear, therefore the Torah made a tumor on it. Why? Shlayas odim atzmois odim imoi tarvodos. No, that people should not make the bones of their own parents into their own spoons. Like this, they may use their bones to make it into spoons or forks. But now that it has Hilchos Tumor on it, they would not do that. That's what the Torah said, the bones of another is coming. Or Malahem, so Yechon Mazaka said back to him, if you understand this, you should understand that Av Kisvei HaKodesh is the same way. But for Yechibos and Itumoson, since Kisvei HaKodesh has Kedush, it's so dear to Hashem, that's why there's Alocha, it has Tumor on it. The Sifrei Hemorot, the Stam Sifrei Choyol, Eshainim Chavim, is not so dear to Hashem to Chomim, Einim Tamim Asidayim, and these Svarim, the Rabbonim, did not make any Tumor, even the Geit Ilchus Truma. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin, Oimrim Tzedukim, the Tzedukim used to say like this, that Koivlin Ono Aleichem Prushim, we have complaints against you, the Tamim Chomim, Sha'atim Metarim Asanitzik, that you hold Nitzik is not Metamei. That means, let's say you're pouring off from one jar into another jar, and the top jar is Tahor, and the bottom jar is Tamei. So you hold, even though there's a straight flow from the top jar to the bottom jar, the water in the top jar still remains Tahor. It's not Tamei, there's no Chibra of Nitzik, that's called the flow of water, it's not called a straight connection. So Imrim HaPrushim, so the Tzedukim don't understand why. So Imrim HaPrushim, the Chum said back to them, the Prushim, the Chum said back, Kovlin Onu Aleichem Tzedokim, we have complaints against you. Sha'ate Metarim Es Amas Hamayim Habo Mi Beis HaKvaros, that you also agree that the flow of water that flows like a canal or a brook flows through a Beis HaKvaros cemetery, the water that comes out is Tor. Why? Because Namas Hamayim is like a mikvah, Namakabotumah. Even though it's like a nitzuk, it's like attached to the Beis HaKvaros. Sistin Nitzik is not called a chibur. Or in Mitzadukim, the Zadukim said back, Koivlin Arno Alecha Perushim, we have different complaints against you, the Chomim. Shat Temoimim, because you say, Shari v'chamari sheziku chayavim. If a person's shor or chamor does damage, yichayif, the bal hashor, the bal hachamor is chayif for the damage of other animals. But the avi v'yamosi sheziku pturim. But my own eved does damage, I'm potter from the action of my own eved or amo. The question is, why not? The svar should be, mo'im shori v'chamori shein yichayif them mitzvahs. Madach my own axe and chamor that has no mitzvahs to do. If they do damage, I'm going to pay for the damage. If so, avdi v'yamosim, my own eved ivri, my own om of riyo, shani chayiv a mitzvah, v'dem chuyiv a mitzvahis, and adin shei chayiv a nizokin, isn't for sure that more choshev I should be chayiv if any damage they do. I remember them, they said back to them, no, lo yim omatim b'shori v'chamori, if I said by b'shori v'chamori, shein v'hem das, they don't have their own das. Therefore, whatever they do, it's not their own das. They're doing it because therefore, the Bailam is chayiv. They're doing on the no das. We'll soon see what it means. For a Torah will be Ali Vamosi, Mashenkin, if you tell me, by a person's own slave or omo, is made, Shesh Pem das. They have their own das. They have their own mind. So we should be afraid. Shema Kanitim. Let's say the master will get his Eved angry. So the halacha is going to be, if the master will be chayiv, his damage is not fair. Because what will happen is, Yelech v'yav l'gedisha shalachar. The Eved will go and light up somebody else's field. V'yachayv l'shalom. I'm going to say, heh, like a laugh at the owner and say, I'm making you pay for the damage that I do. And that's not a svara. Therefore, the locker is, since your own Eved and Das have their own Das, their own Eved and Omar, they have their own Das, therefore, they're chayv whenever they have money later. But right now, the master is potter from paying for the damage of his Eved, or his Omer.
Yeah, Mishneh Ches. Oma Tzedukei Galili. The Tzedukim that used to live in the Golul, they used to say that, Koivul Ani Aleichem Prushim. We have complaints against you, Talmid Chachamim. Sha'atem Kaisim, that you write in a get, as HaMoshel, you write the year of the ruler that's in rule now, go after his year. In Moshe Beget, at the end of the get, you write, Kedash Moshe Yisrael. In the same ksav, in the same get, to write down the date of the from the king, and then to write down Kedas Moshe is not nice. So I remember Prushim, the Chacham said back, Koivlin Ono Alechot Zduki Galili, we have complaints against you. According to your Taino, we'll prove that you're wrong. Shatim Kaisim Esha Moshe Lemashem Badaf, like in the same daf in the Sefer Torah, we have the Moshe, the king's name, Paroi, and then we have Hashem's name. So you see, there's no Genai. Not only this, that the name Paro comes first. And Hashem's name comes on the bottom. There's a pasuk in Shemais that says, Paro said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kol v'shalach es Yisrael." Who is this Hashem? So the pasuk is saying Paro, and then it says Hashem. So what do you see? Since that's the way it's written, it's okay. It's not a genai. It's a milah by Moshe. So even though we write down the date according to the Moshe that we have now, still, we could end up saying Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Now the Mishnah ends off with a nice posik. When Hashem gave punishment back to Paro, what did he say? Hashem had tzaddik. He ended off, he was mastik as a din, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzaddik. Slika Masechta Yadayim.